Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories.
This Friday marks the 100th anniversary of the Triangle Shirtwaist Factory fire. The Triangle Shirtwaist Factory was actually considered modern with its high ceilings and large windows, but the working conditions there were abysmal. Workers at the factory toiled 13-hour days for 13 cents an hour. Only a year before the deadly fire, New York's garment workers had begun agitating for shorter hours, better pay, safer shops, and for unions. To the horror of Harrison Blank, the owners of the factory, themselves immigrants, the young women of the Triangle Shirt Factory joined a crusade against the poor conditions and called for a strike, becoming leaders in what became the largest women's strike in American history. Anne Morgan, the daughter of the famous banker J.P. Morgan, and many of her powerful suffragist friends, that is, women who were struggling for the right to vote, the so-called Mink Brigade, took up their cause, and the press and public began to rally to the plight of the young seamstresses. After the strike had continued for 11 weeks, the Triangle owners finally agreed to higher wages and shorter hours. But they drew a line at unions. Back on the job, the Triangle workers still lacked real power to improve the worst conditions of the factory floor. Inadequate ventilation, lack of safety precautions and fire drills, and, most importantly, locked doors. When a toss match ignited a fire on the 8th floor of the shirt factory, flames spread quickly. Blank and Harris received a phone call warning them of the danger, and they managed to escape. But the 240 workers on the 9th floor continued stitching, oblivious to the fire gathering force directly beneath them. When they finally did see the smoke, the women panicked. The only remaining exit was a door that had been locked to prevent theft and, ironically, to prevent union organizers from surreptitiously entering and organizing the workers. In our next Hidden History, we'll look at how the Triangle Shirt Fire changed work conditions all across the country. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden History.